I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It starts with one.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window.
So, Wiggy, if the weather tonight is going to dictate a run-heavy football game, who has the advantage there?
Well, I think if you look at statistically, the Buffalo Bills are about 118 a game. So they're a little bit higher than you are a game. But I think if you kind of look at the way the offenses are built, Buffalo's more built as a passing team in the sense that they throw the ball first and they run second, where you run first and you then throw second. So I would say you would get the advantage that way because you would rather run than throw. Buffalo, even though they have a decent running game, they would still rather throw first.
But they actually have statistically a better running game than you have.
Yeah, they're 11th and you're 13th. So they have a little bit better running game than you have. So, but they're built differently than you're built. You understand? Because they're 8th in passing and you're 14th. So they would rather throw than run.
And just to be clear, because you say that the Pats have an advantage weather-wise, but obviously the Bills have an advantage with home field and the way that Bills Mafia is. But you don't think that's going to affect Mac at all because he's played in.
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't think the environment of the stadium and the fans.
Bills Mafia, baby.
Really affect Mac Jones.
Dale.
Dale has a book signing on Friday for anyone in Maine.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yep.
Is that at the Maine Diner or where is that?
It's at a bookstore, I believe.
Okay. All right. This is Justin from Providence. Hey, Justin.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, big guy, I just want to say congratulations. I think that Peloton really did you good. I heard you won the race. Congratulations.
Listen.
Atta boy.
Let me just be clear about the jingle all the way 5K Saturday. I was in position to win
yes,
it,
sir.
But I don't feel it's right for someone to win their own race. So,
okay. But you're fine when it comes to a golf tournament.
Okay. All right.
So you took your foot off the gas at the end. I got you.
I did. Yes, I did.
Ken and Curtis, I loved that show that day. I was dying.
Kurt,
people wanted to take pictures with you all day long, man. I love it. God bless.
I'm a legend.
Hey, did Kyle Duggar, is he playing tonight? Anybody know?
Don't know yet.
Before I get to my point?
Don't know yet.
We won't know.
We won't
know. Over here in Rhode Island, I don't know if they got it up in Boston, but I'm in Providence. I just want to promote these new Dunkin' Donuts. Dippin' Dunk Donuts. They're promoting for Mac Jones today, limited time only, to let Mac Jones go out there and do his thing. Dip and dunk all night long.
Oh.
That's how we're going to win this game.
Oh.
I think we got the special teams. I think there's way too much pressure on Buffalo. I woke up an hour early just to get this day over with so I can get home and watch this game, man. J.C. Jackson going to hold it down on Diggs. He's got something to prove. Matt Judon, man, God bless if someone could hold that guy back. And Christian Barmore, someone's going to feel that boy's pain today. Let's go, Pat.
All right.
I love it. Let's go, guys.
I hope that's not any kind of a trademark violation or anything with Dunkin' Donuts and the Mac Jones donut.
Dip and dunk?
Yeah.
Well, the guy that Mac Jones hired to do that trademark is the same attorney that represented Antonio Brown when he was chucking things off his freaking apartment onto people. Darren Heitner.
Is it the same guy?
Yes.
It is? Really? Yeah.
Dink and dunk.
What do you think about the Dink and Dunk donuts? What would you give that? A, B, C?
I'll try some of the Dinkin' Dunk donuts.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, why not?
The small ones. There's got to be something that you dunk them into.
Yeah, is it like frosting?
Special donut sauce.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that you're supposed to dunk it in your coffee. Isn't that the point of it? That's what you do.
No, I was picturing dipping it in like frosting.
Yeah, like a good Dunkin' Donuts smack sauce.
Right? Like a nice chocolate icing.
Chocolate icing or vanilla.
I don't think that's what it is.
Oh, you think you dunk it in your coffee?
Yeah, well, that's what you do generally with donuts.
That's what my grandfather used to do.
You understand that's why the place is called Dunkin' Donuts. Did you not?
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
You didn't know that? What did you think it was about?
I had no clue.
Wiggy thought it was named after the former center for the Spurs, Tim Duncan.
I was like, does anybody really dunk donuts besides my grandfather?
I've never seen anyone do that.
That's where they got the name 50 years ago or whatever it is they opened up 80 years ago.
That's what they used to do back in the days, Courtney, is dunk the donut into their coffee.
This is Larry from Houston. Larry.
Hey, I just wanted to ask, what should Biden do? Should he just tell the athletes not to go to China?
You're back to my lead this morning, which
I'm just sorry. I didn't mean to skip.
No, that's okay.
China got awarded the Olympics in 2015.
Yes.
Obama could have done it. Trump could have just said, don't train, we're not going to go.
I'm not. It's not the Biden administration. It's the country.
I get it.
Again, the Biden administration, this is my lead this morning, is set to announce apparently a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics in China, which essentially means that no politicians will go, no diplomats. Right. That's ridiculous to me. The United States should withdraw. Joe Biden, whomever, should tell the U.S. They should tell the U.S. Olympic Committee that we're not participating, to send a message.
Right.
Everybody.
Right.
And like Wiggy said, if you left it up to the athletes, it's basically whoever the president is going to be the bad guy. And boycotts have never really done anything to change anything in the Olympics with Moscow or it's.
Okay.
I think it's better to go and just beat them.
So then why bother with the diplomatic boycott then? What's the point there?
It's ceremonial. It's more ceremonial than anything.
Ceremonial boycott?
Diplomatic immunity.
I'm sorry. China is atrocious. The government of China is atrocious.
But made a good point. Why didn't you say that? In 2015 when they were awarded.
What do you mean? How do you know what I said or didn't say in 2015?
No. Why didn't people say that back in
2000? Well, people have said it before. Why is China being rewarded with the Olympics?
And the pandemic was in 2019, and that wasn't in 2015.
I thought you wanted politics out of sports, Greg. Why are we even discussing this?
Well, isn't the Olympics about country versus country? Isn't it the very nature of it is political?
I thought it was athlete of that country versus athlete of another country.
No, it's politicians. You had that wrong.
Wiggy, you're back to what you said during my lead. You're holding the athletes accountable. You think that amateur athletes should take themselves out so as to send some sort of a message.
Well, yeah. Isn't that what you want?
But I was saying to Wiggy during the break, that's like when we're talking about, what crime is worse. Like, how do you put more on one person than you do somebody else? If you do this with the Olympics, you look at this list. Some people make millions and millions of dollars. Some people make nothing, and this is their big chance. So how do you distinguish who should speak up and who shouldn't? I think it's a lot easier to ask LeBron James to speak up than it is to ask Joe Schmo, who is competing for the first time, and it's their one chance to make
a splash. So you agree with Greg, then? You think the government should pull the athletes home?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why are we going?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not really. It's not like, what is the reason behind it?
Let me ask you this: if China had not covered up what happened in Wuhan, would the world be in a different place right now? Would there potentially be an awful lot of people who had not lost a loved one
over
the last almost 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's enough as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
To say we're not going, but that's just me. All right, we got to get to Ken and what is trending this morning.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
8:15 kickoff tonight at Highmark Stadium in Western New York. Now the weather tonight, Greg, Curtis is sort of behind the scenes here saying, I don't think it's actually going to be that bad. I did see on my weather app, though, 25-mile-an-hour gusts tonight.
Yeah, well, according to curtisweather.org, it says that the wind will subside as the night goes on. So maybe defer till the second half. You know, Bill loves doing that. Get the wind in the second half.
And we got more Bill on the weather Friday at his press conference. Did you hear the latest Bill weather talk? No. Here it is.
We practice in wind. We practice in sunny days, cloudy days, windy days, calm days, hot days, cold days, wet days, dry days. And I don't know. Like, what's it going to be? So whatever it is. And if we haven't done it, then we'll have to adjust to it. But we've dealt with most everything.
He didn't mention hail, right? So I don't believe they've ever practiced in hail.
I bet they did. I think he just forgot to say hail.
Okay.
Well, they're the number one seed for a day, at least.
What about a Bombos like cyclone? Have they ever practiced in a Bombos cyclone?
No, but they played in the butt fumble game.
Ravens lose yesterday in Pittsburgh, vaulting the Patriots to the top seed in the AFC into tonight's game. If they lose, though, they'll drop to the 5 seed. So big game, of course. Sunday Night Football, Chiefs beat the Broncos 22-9. They've improved to 8-4 on the year. What the hell just happened?
Sorry. Courtney's dropping
I'm
her
so
phone.
Sorry.
She's online shopping.
No, I'm not. I'm trying. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Etsy again every day.
No, I'm not. I'm very sorry.
Don't hate on Etsy.
Checking in on Tristan Thompson and the Kardashians.
Through my phone. I'm so disgusted.
Oh, look at this trinket I got for the guests arriving to my wedding.
All four AFC division leaders are 8-4 right now. Pats, Titans, Ravens, and Chiefs. So it is a crowded house. Patriots questionable players include David Andrews, Trent Brown, Christian Barmore, and as you mentioned, Greg, Kyle Duggar has not practiced yet. So unknown but unlikely that he's going to go tonight, which could mean... who knows, more of Miles Bryant in the secondary, deep safety, or Jawan Williams, we'll see.
Well, Duggar's more of like a safety that's in the box. So I think maybe you see kind of Adrian Phillips maybe take over that role, and maybe you don't see as many three safety packages that we normally see in the past.
College football Final Four is set. Alabama is number one, Michigan two, Georgia three, and Cincinnati four. So you feel good about Georgia over Jim Harbaugh in the
I feel good about everything, because if you look at Michigan, they're a team that they like to run the football as well, and it's what gives Georgia problems. The fact that when you go out there and you can throw the football on them, offensively they can't keep up with you because of their quarterback situation. So I think this is actually a good fit for this is a better fit for Georgia than Cincinnati is, because Cincinnati has a really good quarterback, the Ritter kid.
And Greg, I placed my first legal bet on Saturday. $25 three-team parlay.
It was $200, but good.
I bet $25 on a three-team parlay.
Okay.
What is wrong with you?
Sorry, I know your wife's listening, but God, just be honest.
Okay, I bet $50,000. We just sold the house. And I had the Alabama plus 6.5, Cincinnati minus 10.5, and I had the under in the stupid Michigan-Iowa game. So I'm 2-0, and I get up in the middle of the night, and it's 28-3 in the fourth quarter. I'm already buying things online. I am in the money. And then they score two meaningless touchdowns. The over-under was 43.5, 45 points scored. Absolute crush.
And yet you mock me for buying NFTs. I'll have the last laugh on this, I'll tell you.
I see DJ Khaled just bought an NFT, too.
He did?
Yeah.
What'd he get?
Some gorilla NFT.
Oh, that one looked cool.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah.
They're expensive.
He's got the
but
money
I got
for
dots,
it.
So I was
what?
Able
dots.
Dots.
Okay.
My
the,
man,
the
Pac,
gummy snack.
I got the artist Pac. Was responsible for the most successful NFT sale ever last week, and I'm in on it. I got dots. So once we merge. Once there's a merge, those dots are going to be probably 10-25x.
Real quick, Greg, Bruins off until later in the week, but they did get a point against Tampa Saturday. Very interesting finish to that one. Pasta, no call, breakaway, hit on the hands possibly, and then Stamkos comes down and wins it. But they played pretty well despite missing some pieces.
Yeah, I mean, against that team, the way that team moves the puck better than any other team in the NHL.
No,
they're
great. Vasilevsky's awesome.
A great hockey team.
And they like to stash players, too, on.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
I just got 5 texts, Ken. You effing suck. I did not bet $200.
No, the screenshot you sent us was confusing. I thought you bet more than you did, too. You had to, like, actually zoom in and look.
Right. We're okay. It's not an addiction yet.
It's not all about you, Curtis. We'll be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thankfully, they did go for it, and that Baltimore loss vaults the Patriots into the top spot in the AFC for now.
For now, yes.
For now.
It could change after tonight, and then obviously it could change next week.
What did you I can't remember if you shared with us what you made of that decision to go for it.
Yeah, I said I would have went, I would have kicked the extra point and then played for overtime because I think, you know, there's a lot more things that maybe could happen for your team in overtime to give you a chance to win. But Ken said that, and I just did some research, that you're at, you know, you got a 48% chance of getting the two-point conversion to be successful. So, I mean, in that situation, Harbaugh was talking about they had some corners go down. But
yeah, I think that's what he said. He basically said it was a no-brainer because of injuries and because of the corners.
But the biggest thing that I haven't been able to get off my mind is it's not about tonight's football game or about whether or not Harbaugh should have went for two. I am fascinated with the spaz
tease
that you had.
Why are you fascinated?
Because I want to know what he believes or you believe. I don't know. I'm still kind of like trying to put the pieces together of like your tease. What ruined
his interview with the competition?
Yeah. Yes. Are we ever going to hear that story?
Yes, we can. I'm sure that he will. I would assume that he would talk about it.
He's here, right?
Yeah, Spaz is here today. I'm sure at some point he can talk about it.
He's giving the okay symbol.
I mean, everybody, I'm assuming that everybody in the course of their life has been on a job interview and has blown it. And apparently he blew his job interview with the competition. I don't know.
But aren't there multiple ways of blowing it?
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, all right.
Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, if you're going to a place where you're supposed to wear a suit and you don't wear a suit.
Like, so how did he blow it? I don't think he needed to wear a suit for that type of interview.
And I would think he'd be very prepared. He strikes me as the guy that would be very prepared for an interview.
Like, did he go in there dropping a lot of F-bombs and like, whoa, you know.
You blew it!
I actually think that the Brand X has a height requirement for a producer.
I mean, I would have thought, you know, I love Spaz. I mean, he's been a loyal employee of mine forever, and I love the kid. And so I would have never expected that the interview would not go well with the competition. It was shocking to me, and I'm actually surprised that they gave him the feedback that they gave him. It surprises me.
So they talked about it on air?
Huh?
They talked about it on air?
I'll let him tell you. I'll let him tell you what happened. Well, we can get to that coming
up. I have an idea of what happened after. Yeah,
we will have the opportunity to ask Boomer Esiason. About the Ravens going for two when Boomer joins us coming up after 8. And obviously he will preview tonight's game in Buffalo. Wiggy says said the weather actually favors the New England Patriots.
Yeah, because if you look what they do, if you look at how their team is built, they want to play great defense, they want to run the football, and then they want to throw the football. So when you have those, an element of a game that weather is going to play a major factor, usually it's like, all right, what we got to do is shrink this game. It's got to be one of those games where it's got to be, you know, we shrink it. We're not going crazy throwing the football. We got to play good defense. And another thing is the Patriots do, I think they're second or first in the league when it comes to creating turnovers and the turnover differential, and that is huge in a game where weather is an issue.
And cold for you isn't as bad as playing in hot, mind.
Yeah, but see, the weather condition, whether it's cold or hot, that's not really...
It's all about the wind.
It's the wind is the big major factor.
Yeah. A lot of people thought the cold was going to affect my time on Saturday, but it did not. I almost had a personal best on Saturday.
Well, did you have the wind at your back, though? Isn't that wind big and running?
Yeah.
Rather than running into it, you have to stretch better if you're running cold.
I think wind was at my back for the second half of the race.
Yeah, it was a tailwind. We documented that pretty clearly early on.
All right, tomorrow, Bill Belichick will join us most likely around 6:30 when he normally does. And it's Ty Tuesday, and I think Ty Law coming into the studio tomorrow. At least he told us he was.
Okay.
So Ty Law at 8:30 on tomorrow's show. This is Mike from Hyde Park. Hey, Mike.
It's actually Bill. How's it going?
Bill, what's up, Bill?
Not much. I scheduled for today instead.
Oh, this is a Bill Belichick impression.
There's a couple other things we also train in, Sharknadoes.
Oh, you practiced in a Sharknado before?
Rainbows. And down in P-Town when it's raining, man.
Rainbows. All right, good. All right, thank you.
Maybe better in the
cold days.
I'll ask Ty tonight. I'm doing an event with him at Encore. I'll ask him tonight if he's going to show up.
What are you doing at Encore?
We're doing like a Patriots alumni come hang out type of event.
Oh, that's cool.
At Encore. So, you know, like.
You're working all day today.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
What time is the pregame show?
6 to 8, I believe, Ken, right? NFL.
6 to 8:15?
Yeah. Okay. Usually it's NFL Sunday, but today it's NFL Monday.
Okay. You got to ice the hip before you go out and stand all night.
It's getting a little bit better. No, I don't have to stand. I kind of sit. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, they've got some nice seating over there.
Mm.
A lot of questions about you and why you didn't show up on Saturday. Yep. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I told you. My hip was a little jacked up. And then it was Saturday. Wasn't Sunday?
Yeah,
wasn't
Saturday.
And then we do the tree event.
What's that?
Where we go out as a family, we find a Christmas tree, and we put it up. But
you're able to go out and cut down your own.
We don't cut it down.
Oh, you don't cut it down? Is that WPS?
No. I didn't even know. Is that something you can actually do?
Yeah.
You can actually go places.
Yeah, you can go to
a farm.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. What?
So, like, where I went, they have, like, the trees already cut.
Right.
There are places you can go to that are like, and you can go, oh, I like this tree. Like, basically what you see.
Yes.
And just cut it yourself.
A Christmas tree farm. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
You're going to put a tree that big. Bend over and I'll show you.
Hey, Greg, by the way, really impressive. I saw you ordered your tree on DoorDash.
I did not know that.
So, wait, are you real or fake?
We do a real one.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because my youngest son, he's big, and then he decorates it and everything like that. So it's like a family thing.
Yeah.
So have you ever done, you cut your own tree? Do you bring your own chainsaw?
Yeah.
Or do they supply you with one?
Well, I hired a guy to do the chainsaw. But, yeah, but you can cut your own tree down. It's great.
A lot of the places, they take you in a little, like, carriage up, and then you pick your tree, and they come out and they cut it down.
So why do I want to do that then?
Oh, it's so great. Yeah. Wiggy, because the guy, before I get to the tree when I was a kid, they would cut it almost the whole way, and then I would go with the axe, and it would fall over, and I think I did it. It was such a great moment.
So so you go there, and technically they cut it.
No, you can cut it yourself if you want.
Yeah, but Courtney and
Kurt. Depends on
Courtney
what place
doesn't
you
have
to.
Any idea what she's talking about. Well, you know, I do. Instagram
Nope. The place that my parents go to is a very fun experience. It's very close to where they live, and you go out. It's a tree farm. Mm-hmm. You pick it. You walk around. You're like, oh, I like this one. I like that one.
Yep.
The guy comes, takes an axe to it. Yep. Curtis is right. If there are little kids there, they'll give it to them for the last little bit.
Yeah, you have a little hot mulled cider.
I guess. Sometimes I do. Yeah. And yes, a great Instagram feed photo.
So, but Greg, you went to a place where you
Greg's not cutting down any trees, let's be honest.
Whoa! Yep.
What?
I'm so
Greg
confused
is
with
not
this
cutting down any trees.
I'm getting my tree today. I may go cut it down.
Okay, take a video.
Okay.
Please. Okay. Please take a video.
I'm a man!
So you
from start to finish, I want to see you go from start to finish.
Oh, you don't think I could do it?
Well, I just, you know, you don't like manual labor.
Well, you just said you could bring an old chainsaw because they were already.
You got to get the right mix of the gas and the oil and the chainsaw.
Yeah, you need to do that.
I don't know if you know how to do that or not. I do.
You're the only guy cutting down trees in Lululemon for men.
Well, because I've only seen the ones on the side of the roads where they already have the trees. Like, if I would have known that, that would have been a pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah.
I have a chainsaw.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Take it there and go like, oh, we like this tree.
So basically, so far this morning, you've just learned that you can cut your own Christmas tree down.
I did not know that.
And you and Courtney had no idea until a half an hour ago that Dunkin' Donuts was named for the fact that one could dunk their donuts into the coffee.
When I tell you that my eyes have been opened once you've said that, I'm like, that makes a lot of sense.
Could you please share for the enjoyment of everybody what you said to me during the break about what you thought Dunkin' Donuts, where Dunkin' Donuts got their name from?
I thought that whoever created Dunkin' Donuts' last name was Duncan, and it was Dunkin's Donuts. Like, I thought that that's what it was. I had no idea, but I think that's a generational thing.
That's not generational.
I've never seen anybody dunk their donut in
coffee. What was his first name? What was Duncan's first name?
I don't know. John Duncan.
That could be it.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I love you.
God bless you.
So what, like, holy donut.
Could have been short in his last name.
Right.
Dunkowarski or something like that.
Right.
And Holy Donut was created by Bill Holy.
Yeah.
It's a great company there.
And they just shortened his last name.
Yep.
You know? I had no idea that it was for that anyways.
But it makes a lot of sense.
What is that national chain TG? What is that one?
TGI Fridays?
I don't think it's that outrageous that we didn't know that that's what it was called.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I really don't.
It's a generational thing.
I do.
It's not generational.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Because the only people who dunk their donuts now are people that are in their 80s.
Do you think Build-A-Bear was created by Tim Bear?
No, that's different.
You never know.
Why?
Because you two crack me up.
Building a bear and dunking donuts are way different.
What? Right.
Well, McDonald's. McDonald's is because of the guy's last name.
Right.
So, Courtney
is not an English word.
What? Yeah,
but Duncan could just be short for somebody's last name. A lot of people do that with their businesses.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay. All right. We got to get to this.
It's time for...
Oh, man. I feel like I'm dealing with an idiot when Curtis talks.
The dumbest of the day.
Isn't there a guy they call Numbnuts on the show?
Time now for the dumbest of the day. And we have two candidates today, Curtis. Is that correct? We listened to everything that happened over the weekend, and we have determined that one of these two may have been the dumbest of the day.
Well, Sandra Gorilla is going to be losing money from her glue company because Tessica Brown went viral earlier this year using Gorilla Glue as hairspray. I think we did it at the time.
Yes, we know her. Yes.
She's now losing her hair because she attempted to dye it.
Oh, no.
She claims, Tessica Brown, a.k.a. Gorilla Glue Girl, that the chemicals used to get the Gorilla Glue out of her hair are negatively impacting her ability to keep her hair.
Oh, my gosh. Didn't she just produce a hit song?
Yeah. My Hair.
My Hair.
I thought that was really good.
This is unfortunate. So now her hair is falling out all over the place.
So we got to hear from Tessica right now with the latest.
Okay. As I'm rinsing it out through my hair... My hair is steady coming out as I'm rinsing my hair out. Look, it's just falling. Look, it's just falling out. And I don't even know. It's like it's melted on the end. Like, I don't even know. Look at it. Look at it.
Oh, the poor thing.
Yeah.
It's all because she made the mistake with the Gorilla Glue.
She should just go completely shave it off and then let it just
and then,
start fresh.
Then she has to do a new song. That's the problem. She just did a song, top 40 hit,
right,
about how great her hair was post-Gorilla Glue incident.
Okay.
Now it's all falling out. She's going to have to do a new song.
She could do a remix of
have
it.
To do
my
it.
Hair, my hair, my hair, my hair, no hair.
Yeah, no hair, no hair, no hair. Not, yeah, no not hair. My hair, no yeah. hair.
It's catchy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
All right, and this pains me, but we have to do a runner-up because I watch every pass Tom Brady throws. I'm obsessed. I love the man. But yesterday, the Bucs are up 10 points. They just prevented the Falcons from scoring. They get the ball up inside their own 10 with about 10 seconds left in the first half. Instead of kneeling on it, they throw an incomplete pass on first down. And then on second down, Brady's standing there, and he does this.
I've got to use a timeout. Oh! Incredible! With 22 seconds on the clock!
He throws a pass directly to the defensive tackle of the Atlanta Falcons. And after the game, Bruce Arians said that it was both a bad call and a bad pass. But you could watch football 1,000 years. You will never see a dumber throw than that. Awful. But
yeah,
they
I
won.
Saw
they're,
that
when
I was
really
like,
good. So that's fine.
And Curtis, you are a fan of the Brady Belichick Super Bowl concept, right?
No, I am not.
You're
I
not.
I will need to increase my therapy sessions that week incredibly because it's so uncomfortable. That night at that sports bar with Ken harassing me, I had to leave the group chat twice. It was it's too much. It's like your mom and dad screaming at each other. I want there to be a resolution as quickly as possible.
Do you think Patriots fans want to see that? The majority of Patriots fans would like to see
it. I want to see it. I'm a
you
Pats
fan. You want to see it, right?
I think it, you know.
But do you want to see it? Because I think you might want to see it because you're a Belichick over Brady guy.
Yeah, but I also am a Pats fan, so that means they went in a Super Bowl. But I also know that it could go terribly wrong.
Why aren't the Patriots the New England Crafts?
I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to go that direction.
Oh, God.
He was coming up with a mascot.
Anyway.
Because I know that it could go terribly wrong. Could you imagine your head-to-head now in the Super Bowl, and Brady goes out there and has a 300-plus yard game, 3 touchdowns, and it was about the defense couldn't stop.
Well, but that puts it to bed.
Oh, like, yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whether it was Bill or Tom,
right.
If that happens.
Right. Either way, I think it puts it to bed. Because if Bill goes out there and he has another one of those defensive performances where Brady, throws a couple of interceptions.
I bet if we did a poll, it would be overwhelming that Patriots fans want to see a Bill Brady Super Bowl.
Because there's still so many Patriots fans that are still Brady fans. So it's a win-win for you in that case. Depending on if you, obviously, I think Patriots fans would want the Patriots to win. But if you're still a diehard Brady fan,
yeah,
it's like.
I don't think there are some who still are Brady fans.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's a majority at this point.
But if that happens, they got to be introduced as a team full circle like 2001. Mm-hmm. It was not about you, Tommy. It's about the team.
Yeah.
Not about TB12.
This definitely puts it to bed, though. You're
that would
right.
Be unbelievable.
You're right. They would put the who was it, Bill Tom thing to bed.
Do you know who definitely doesn't want it? The other 44 states in America outside New England because they are sick and tired. Could you imagine?
What about Florida?
You thought
was
that
it,
you
do you
were,
think ratings would suck?
Ratings? No, they wouldn't suck, but I don't think. I think there is Brady Bill fatigue, and I think that the country is a little sick of it, and they hate New Englanders and they hate Tom Brady. So I think the nation would probably be root for Tom, but I don't think it would have the record-setting ratings that we would expect. Here, it will be the highest-rated event, since Wiggy caught a pass in the snowball.
Yeah. Well, all right, we got to slow our roll a little bit. Got to win tonight.
I think basically looking at all of the teams that potentially could play in a Super Bowl this year, both from the NFC and the AFC, I think this is the best storyline matchup. You can't beat the storyline, and
that's. You think it's a storyline that the NFL wants?
I think absolutely.
Yeah,
I think they would want it because their whole big thing with the NFL is building up the storylines, right? Getting more, trying to get eyes on the television because of whatever the storyline may be in this situation.
Yeah.
Why did more Americans watch the Cowboys against the Raiders than watch Brady versus Bill?
I don't know why that is. I would like to see. I wonder what the ratings were for the Bucs and Kansas City the Super Bowl, because that matchup storyline was the GOAT versus the potential baby GOAT, mm-hmm. right? You know what I mean?
And they were disappointing ratings because one of the GOATs didn't show up.
Were the ratings that bad?
They were they were under 100 million viewers total.
All right, we got to take a break. We will get to Courtney and the news next, and we will find out what one anti-vaxxer did to his body before getting the vaccine, which is going to get him charged with a crime. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Next.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
I was just kind of like blacking out. I didn't even know how to explain it.
The news.
Only Santa Claus can keep that promise.
With your host...
Do you want to get rid of me? Because of what happened, they said no.
Courtney Cox.
But I say to myself, do I want to work much more after this? Is it worth it?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
I think a root cause in a lot of communities is the pandemic, yes.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com.
A crazy story over the weekend. The fugitive parents of Michigan high school shooting suspect Ethan Crumbly were found hiding in a warehouse and may have been trying to flee to Canada to escape charges in connection to Tuesday's mass shooting. They were found inside an art studio in a warehouse in Detroit. But it's very weird. This whole thing, the way it's unfolded and the more information that comes out every single day, it's terrible.
Well, they were like a mile from the Canadian border.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, what? They were at the school mere hours before this all went down. The school had a meeting with them and the guy, Ethan, going over his behavior. It was, I think, the second time in like a span of a few days that they've been called in.
The text message was crazy from his mom.
Oh, yeah.
That was about like, so a teacher saw him buying
ammunition
or something online. Like, mm-hmm. And then the mom sent him a text and said, LOL, I'm not mad. But just don't get caught, essentially, because he was trying to buy ammo while he was in school.
Yeah, well, that's bananas.
I mean, how do you feel about the parents being charged?
I love it.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You know what happens if you host an underage party? I'm not saying this to you, Greg. Yeah. I'm saying the kids that are drinking at that house.
Normally 21 on the trilogy.
I agree.
I don't check IDs.
And they have a permission slip.
Yes, yeah.
So if you are drinking at the house, the person who owns that home has some culpability in the incident. If you're a bartender, if you own a bar and you overserve someone, you have culpability in that person's DUI or whatever happens. Why on earth, if you are parents and you know or purchase that your underage son or daughter has a firearm, if they use that to harm others, you go to jail too? Wouldn't that change all of this?
Boy, I mean, they did buy the gun for him.
Right. They have culpability. They should rot in jail.
It's a slippery slope kind of thing because I don't know that I understand what you're saying, Curtis, but I don't know that in any case where somebody shoots somebody else that you hold the person accountable.
Well, I hold them accountable to maybe for not saying something if they knew something was going on, right?
Well, they knew he was a troublemaker. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I think that there are laws in the books that are there to be deterrents. They're not used very often, but they are there to make parents be like, wait, do I really want Billy to have these friends over tonight? I might have to, you know, deal with it. Mm-hmm. And if it makes one person stop, it's worth it. And if you can't explain to me why a bar owner or a homeowner is able to be charged in someone else's negligence, mm-hmm. but someone who's a parent who buys or knows their child has a gun and does nothing to stop it.
How do you feel like the school should be held accountable?
Yes.
They had that parent-teacher conference.
And then they let him go back into the classroom. It doesn't make any sense to me.
But now it's so, like, you see it all the time with these schools. They're afraid to get sued and... You know, did the kid break any laws? Mm-hmm. So if he didn't break any laws, how are you now saying he can't go back to school? You know, even if he's searching or whatever he's doing, looking online to buy ammunition.
You can suspend a kid for anything.
Right, but then you run the risk of having a lawsuit filed against you, right, if you're the school. Mm-hmm. So I kind of agree with Curtis in the sense of what makes you want to purchase a pistol for your kid when you know your kid got issues.
But my question is, so they're there for this meeting hours beforehand. No one thought maybe we should check his backpack. Maybe we should make sure he doesn't have anything on him. How does that happen?
That's why I told you, it go back to what I said initially when this first happened, metal detectors and police officers, uniformed police officers in every single school. Metal detectors, you're going through one door. Metal detectors.
Do you think teachers should be allowed to be armed?
Listen, I've always been on, if you train the teachers and that becomes part of their, you know, the ones that want to, because there might not be some teachers that want to be armed.
Let's add another thing that teachers have to do outside of parenting your kids. Let's have them shoot people that walk into the building.
But it's crazy in these schools, though, because if your kid is in that school and there's no police officer there, and there is maybe a guy or a girl with a gun who's being properly trained and that kind of thing that might be able to defuse the situation through using their weapon. Mm-hmm. I would be all good with that.
And there are bad teachers out there though too. It's not like if you're a teacher you're immune to any bad behavior. We've mm-hmm. seen teachers do pretty terrible things. Whether it's, you know, sexual abuse or anything like that. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I don't think that they're,
I would not be concerned about a teacher shooting up a school, but I understand what you're saying.
The answer isn't more guns in the school. I hate that argument. It's so laughable. This kid clearly was messed in the head. The parents were enabling him. They knew he was the target of a teacher for doing something online and searching for ammunition. Yeah. They didn't come to school to pick him up. Yeah. They have culpability.
I think you're right in this case, Curtis. I really do. You've swayed me. All right.
Well, a little bit of good news with this. Obviously, there's no good news when it comes to a school shooting. But after the Lions had their win yesterday, Coach Dan Campbell dedicated the game ball to everybody affected by the Oxford High School shooting. Here he is.
First thing I'm going to start with, this game ball goes to the whole Oxford community. All those were affected. And that being said, man, I want us to not forget these names, Madison Baldwin, Hannah St. Juliana, Justin Schilling, Tate Muir, Phoebe Arthur, John Ashuto, Riley France, Elijah Mueller, Kylie Osigi, Aiden Watson, and Molly Darnell, who's a teacher. Those names, for all those, will never be forgotten, and they're in our hearts and our prayers and all the families, and not to mention all those that were affected by all of this.
Yeah. Terrible. Okay. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus has been detected in Massachusetts for the first time.
Wait, Ken, what are you doing here today? You should have done the show from home.
Got my booster on Saturday. Good to go, Greg.
You did. How did you feel?
Pretty good. Pretty good. A little headache yesterday.
A little headache.
Yeah, not too bad.
Was it? Do you have a headache driving up to New Hampshire with Curtis in the same vehicle, or no?
He
headache.
Behaved himself.
Oh, he did. Okay,
yeah, he was a good traveling partner.
I moved up my booster. I'm getting my booster tomorrow.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Because of Omicron?
Stressed me out.
Okay.
It was actually a fun game because Ken is fascinated at how little music I know, so he just had it on classic rock and he was grilling me the whole time. I got
he
one.
He actually
right.
asked if there was a member of the band called Pink Floyd. Well, it was the singer's name, Pink.
Is that worse than Dunkin' Donuts?
It is worse than Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, I noticed that over the weekend, Fauci referred to the virus as the Wuhan virus. Is that okay now?
Missed that one? I don't
was
know.
That just, did he just misspeak, or is that okay now?
I didn't think you could say that.
All right. So Omicron here in Massachusetts.
Yep. The person is a woman in her 20s from Middlesex County who had traveled outside of Massachusetts. She is apparently fully vaccinated, had a mild case of COVID-19, and didn't need to be hospitalized. Here is one pathologist, Dr. Michael Misakel.
It's cause for concern. People should remain vigilant. It's probably only a matter of weeks before the Omicron variant surpasses the Delta and does become the dominant strain.
Okay.
So and they're just like, but and there are always going to be multiple different strains, right? Isn't that what they say?
There
with
probably will be. There probably will be.
Well, there's a different strain every year for the flu, right?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Chicken tenders are the latest item affected by supply chain issues during the pandemic.
Don't freak Wiggy out. Wiggy, I don't think Wiggy knows this yet.
No, I don't know this. What's going on?
We have a looming food crisis in this country. There's a chicken tender shortage.
And Brian Morris of Hattie B's Chicken is among experts saying that means higher prices for them at grocery stores and restaurants. Here's more of what he had to say.
73, I would think that she'd be an active volunteer there and would have to be in good health to be around the animals and to volunteer.
I don't think that's the right audio. I don't believe that that's the proper audio. Do you have the right audio, Ken?
I will find that. Here we go.
There's no safe harbor in supply chain right now. We see it across the board, but certainly you feel the pain the most. In tenders. We haven't even passed along any kind of menu price increases this year. If we were pricing along with it, I don't know that folks would still want to pay what it would cost.
This is a scary thing for me. Because, see, it's... Man, I think a lot of people love chicken fingers, right? Mm-hmm. I think chicken fingers are probably your go-to. Like, I need something quick, and I don't want to make a mess, and I can just dip. But, see, here's where this scares me more than anything. Because now you're in the world of my favorite meal. So first it's the chicken fingers. So if there's no chicken fingers, then that means there could be no chicken cutlet.
Oh.
Which then leads to no chicken cutlet, leads to no chicken palm.
Right.
And I got to say.
It's really going to affect you.
This
finally
affects me.
Finally, it's affecting you where it matters, in your gut.
This is what affected me. And, last night I had an unbelievable chicken palm at Andiamo's. You got to get up there. They've been asking for you, Greg, to come up there.
Is that place in Andover?
It's in Andover, yes. Jim and his wife said come up. But their chicken.
Must have been nice to get invited.
Well, it was.
Oh, yeah. Another invite that Curtis didn't get.
Well, it was for my kid. The coach came down and, the Arizona coach came down and everything.
I don't know if you're allowed to buy dinners during the recruiting process for the.
No. He's committed, so you could buy dinner as long as I paid for it.
Huh.
So they can't buy.
It seems a little suspect.
I would like to see the receipt.
I got the receipt. And so that was a family thing, but that the chicken fingers means no chicken cutlet.
Yeah. And it's a real problem.
That is a major problem.
It's going to be a real issue for you.
Well. I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken.
My best friend and I got some chicken fingers. It was $25 for our meal. So
that, for chicken fingers.
For chicken fingers and
garden,
french fries.
Right.
$25 is an outrageous thing to ask.
That is insane.
$25.
Yeah, it's a lot for chicken fingers.
Yep.
I agree.
All right, an irrational fear in the news today. A woman who died after being injured by a comfort animal at a farm in Bolton, Massachusetts. So it was a comfort farm where you go. Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be the comfort animals. These were sheep.
It's a comfort sheep?
Yes.
Okay.
She was rammed by the sheep
repeatedly. Jesus. Oh, jeez.
And
not very comforting.
Nope, not very comforting at all. 9 a.m. on Saturday, and she died.
Oh.
So here's a reaction from Bolton resident Rita French.
73, I would think that she'd be an active volunteer there and would have to be in good health to be around the animals and to volunteer. So you never know what can spook an animal.
But there should be no comfort animals that could be spooked, in my opinion.
Because, really?
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
with
if you have a comfort animal, that means that you, I think, can bring it really anywhere.
Well, yeah, you could bring the comfort sheep on a plane, I think, right?
Yeah, I would assume so. It just has to wear its little vest.
But it's an animal, though, right?
Right.
People realize that any animal can just snap in any way and be spooked and cause harm.
That's awful.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
The CEO of an online startup fired 900 of his employees on a Zoom call.
What?
Yep.
He fired everybody on Zoom?
That is correct.
Weeks before Christmas?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Jesus.
Vishal Garg He axed around 9% of his mortgage firm, Better.com's workforce last Wednesday, and we have a part of the Zoom call. Okay.
This is the second time in my career I'm doing this, and I do not want to do this. The last time I did it, I cried. This time I hope to be stronger. But we are laying off about 15% of the company. If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group
dude. That
is being laid off. Your employment here is terminated, effective immediately.
Jesus.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
You are logging on to a Zoom call, so that means that you're still working from home. You've been through this whole pandemic. Things are supposed to be getting better right now, right? Aren't we trending in the right direction in some
capacity? Clearly
not
for that guy's company.
Yep, 15 days to slow the spread.
Oh,
jeez. Honestly, though, no matter how you get fired, you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At least you have a good story to tell.
Right.
I once.
Is there any good way to fire a person?
Right. It's like, would you be happier if he came to your house and brought right. you a piece of pumpkin bread and then fired you?
And he's probably like thinking it's 900 people.
Okay,
I got to go
but
to.
It's Christmas. Yeah. I mean, jeez, well, these poor people. And well, they have to hear about it on Zoom.
But that was the. I love management people like this where he's like, I'm a victim because I have to fire you. Last time I cried, go F yourself.
I once worked at a place. And it wasn't my last place of employment, so just to make that clear, where we were all sitting in like a warehouse type style, all tables, the studio was in a different room, and a girl had gone away with the company that week for a tournament. She was making sure everything was rolling along smoothly. She came in that morning. She's like, oh, what a great weekend. We did so well, blah, blah, blah. The boss comes in. We are all sitting at these tables.
Everybody.
And fires her.
In front of everybody?
Yeah. I thought she starts screaming. I thought that he told her, you know, somebody died right. in her family.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it turned into this whole thing. But it was in this, like, open air concept. Very bizarre.
Right.
The wildest thing I've ever watched.
Just send me an email or a text message. I don't want you to do it.
Or a phone call.
You're fired.
I don't want no phone call. Because then that means we got to communicate. Just send the email and say, hey, listen, sorry, we got to let you go.
That guy's like, if you're on this Zoom call right now, you're fired. I just want to let you know, if you're on this call. If you're not on this call, you still have a job.
The last time I did this, I cried. Hopefully I'm stronger this time.
Isn't that how you did it at AAF, Greg?
WAAF was intended to continue after I left. I don't know if you're aware of that, Ken.
LB, what are you doing?
Nothing to do with what happened with WAAF.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Florida, they're not like the rest of us.
Oh, Florida. Yes, all right. Let's go.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
A 19-year-old man from Florida was arrested Thursday and accused of using faked explicit photos to extort a state senator. Florida State Senator Lauren Book told Florida Department of Law Enforcement about text messages she received from an unknown number. In those texts, there were photographs of her, quote, exposed breasts.
The were they her boobs?
Yes.
How did he get her boobs?
Well, so that's an interesting topic.
How did he get photos of her boobs?
I'm going to tell you, because the guy threatened to leak the photos to Fox and her career would be over. He was asking for like $5,000. Book told investigators that the photos of her breasts were those that she had taken herself and only shared with a close friend.
Ooh.
But okay. I don't know. How does it get into this 19-year-old's hands?
It's inside job. That's how it is.
Right.
Close friend needs a bag of cash.
I mean, can we acknowledge that we live in amazing times where we actually have senators that are sharing photos, sharing their nudes with people?
We've come a long way.
Technology has done so much for this country, for this world.
Yeah.
Really
Let's
has.
Acknowledge that.
I can't think of a single senator whose chest I would like to see, though. Male or female.
You know what? She's probably hoping that when she gets these photos, she's like, oh, I can just say that they're not me. But then you have to think, well, what if it comes out that it is me? It's a
right,
whole thing.
Right.
There was once, when I was in college, a catfish scandal, and it was somebody using my photos, and it turned into this whole thing. The police called me. I'm not lying.
Uh-huh.
Police called me, had
right.
me look up this name on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yes, that is I.
Uh-huh.
Then they said, okay, we need you to go through every photo
yeah.
and tell me if it's you or not. So I'm like,
then
yes.
Then you say, okay, those are my boobs. Those are not my boobs.
No.
I've only sent nudes to 12 people.
No.
I don't know which one.
No, they were photos of me like cheerleading, you know, very pure photos.
Right.
But then there were like three of like these weird like sexy nudes. And I was like, that's not me. I'm sure the police officer was like, yeah, sure it's not. It really wasn't. It really wasn't.
Are you sure it wasn't?
So what did they, like, Photoshop your head onto somebody's body?
No, you couldn't see my face. It was, like, it was just a body. And it was, but the rest of the photos were of me.
If this person, the senator lady, is a little concerned, clearly she knows her face is in one of these nudes of her. You know what I mean? Because if it's just your body, you could be like, you know, that ain't me.
Right.
You know, and how are they going to prove it? So, but she sent them to somebody, and whoever she sent them to basically said, hey, listen, we need to extort this.
And Wiggy, Greg shared with us over the weekend topless photos of Governor Baker that they had together. It was very
weird.
Actually,
I just got a text from Tommy Tabs. $5,000, he'll send some pictures of Courtney.
He doesn't have any photos because I took them on my phone. You guys remember the story? Oh,
yeah. Just don't show your face and you got nothing to worry about.
Oh, God.
Right, I want to, Boomer Esiason coming up in just a few minutes, but I want to get to the guy, the anti-vaxxer and what he did.
Yep.
To try to when it comes to the vaccine that's going to land him in jail.
So he went.
Where
to,
was this? This is in Italy.
It was in Italy.
Okay.
There's a mandate starting today over there, so he wanted to get his health certificate beforehand, his vax card. So he went and he had a fake arm where he wanted to get the shot. Apparently, the fake silicone arm looked very similar to real skin, but the color and feel raised the suspicion of health workers who asked him to show his whole arm.
So the guy actually put a fake arm.
Correct.
In his shirt.
Correct.
That's classic.
And then rolled up his sleeves to get the vaccine.
Correct.
Oh, my arm.
The kicker of this, he's a dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Dentist in his 50s, so he's been suspended from work, and now police are looking into it. He could face criminal charges.
That's a pretty good idea, though.
Like, it's not a good idea.
If you don't want the vaccine.
It's not a good idea.
And there's all these mandates where you need them now, and you're connected to somebody that can maybe get, like, a fake arm.
Where does one go to get
you probably need from? Somebody who's like, you know, does Halloween costumes that, you know, that knows how to, you know, do the fake arms.
I can probably 100% assure you that you will not get away with that.
You never know.
Well, you said it's a good idea. It failed miserably. Now he doesn't have a job.
Well, he probably went to the wrong person. You got to go to somebody who specializes in, like, somebody who works on movie sets and knows how to specialize in making.
Huh? Too soon, I was going to make a comment.
But that's what you would need.
Blessed with a golden arm.
That's unbelievable. All right, and the medical expert figured it out eventually.
Yes.
Once they touched. It's a little cold.
But yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're very welcome.
Boomer Esiason. We'll talk about tonight, Monday Night Football, Pats Bills coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.